How'd you describe your childhood?
Oh, good question. It was very Latino in East LA, so it was very urban, and I was surrounded by Latinos, friends, neighbors, family, a lot of speaking Spanish, a lot of church going in Spanish. It was fun, and yet at times it was sad and scary as well. My mom could be really funny and charming, but she could also be really angry and violent.
What was like the most common threat in your household?
Physical abuse. My mom could get really angry and hit us, like punch us, slap us, use a belt, kick us. I think there were times when my family was really stressed out. Maybe my mom was depressed, or maybe she was drinking. And so it felt like there weren't any adults in charge at home. And it felt like I was on my own. And bad things could happen to me because there was no adult to take care of me.
Were you ever afraid, like when you had me, that their way of parenting would transfer onto your way of parenting me?
Oh, for sure. I remember before I had you, I used to always say, I'm never going to hit my child, because I knew how painful that was. And then one day you were 3 years old, and I told you to do something, and you started laughing at me. And I remember I felt like the spirit of my mom came up out of me and was like, how dare you disrespect me? And that was the first time I hit you. And I remember after I did it, I was like, oh my God, I told myself I was never going to hit my child. And I just did it. So yeah, there were a couple of times when I felt like my mom's voice and her anger and her attitude came out of me. But for the most part, I feel like I had so much education, so much support, so many resources that I didn't have to use the same techniques that my parents used. I've always known that I wanted a better life, and I knew that I loved learning, and I knew that education would open up a whole world of opportunities for me. And I wasn't scared of working hard. So right now I work part-time jobs. Like I teach at Cal State LA, I teach at Cal State Northridge, and I consult with the LA Unified School District part-time, and I consult with a nonprofit organization that works with families who've experienced child abuse or domestic violence. When I first started social work, I worked directly with children and families, doing a lot of individual therapy, group therapy, family therapy, filing child abuse reports when I suspected kids were not safe, or doing suicide assessments when I thought kids wanted to hurt themselves.
How did you feel at first? Did any of the stories like make you feel sad, or did it make you feel better because you knew that you're helping people?
That's a good question. A lot of people think, like, I couldn't do what you do because it seems so sad. And sure, the stories are sad, definitely, the things that happen. But mostly, I do feel happy because I feel like I can make a difference. I feel like I can work with the family and help them to get better. And that's really satisfying. It's very hopeful.
Do you think that your the conditions of your childhood, like, pushed you towards this sort of kind of work?
I wonder sometimes if because I was so helpful in my family, that made me feel like a way I could contribute in the world is to help others. And other times I think that maybe it's because of what I went through that I understand what children and families go through, and I'm able to help. And yeah, I think sometimes I feel like I don't want anybody else to suffer what I suffered, if there's something that I learned that I can teach them that can help them.
Do you ever regret, like, your childhood? Like, do you wish that you could have lived another way, or do you feel like it shaped who you are today?
That's a good question. I sometimes wonder if I had grown up in a different environment, under different circumstances, would I have been different? But the truth is, I had a pretty amazing mom. And even though she had a lot of flaws, she was like a force of nature. And I'm so grateful that I got to, that she raised me and that she loved me. I think that definitely has made me the woman I am today. And then I think about growing up, you know, poor, or growing up a brown girl in East LA in an urban environment. I think that has made me passionate about working with urban families. And then I realized that the way my mom was and the things I dealt with when I was growing up and the fact that I could talk about it with her made such a difference. And so that's actually what my dissertation was about, is do families talk about the stressful events that happen? And if they do, is that better or worse? So I think that my life influenced my research questions.
Do you feel like you've had a fulfilling relationship with your mother even after she died?
I do. I mean, I have memories of her. I see her as a whole person. She was not perfect. She did her best with the education and the life that she had. But I am grateful that she loved me and that I loved her and that she taught me so much about life. She always talked about how whenever good things happen, remember to say thank you, Jesus. So I remember to always say thank you, Jesus. She always taught me to pray, so I always pray. Because it saved her life. It made a big difference in her life, so she wanted to make sure that we did it too. She just taught me different things, like the dark side of life, that I didn't really know or understand, and she was right. We all have a dark side.